I'm Ruth Kramer, and today on Mission Network News, the second annual Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom is a wrap. I'll explain the next steps in just a moment. And then stick around because there's an update from the world of Bible translation you won't want to miss. But we'll open with a look at 2019, a year pockmarked with religious intolerance, persecution, oppression, and harassment. Even as the second Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom Conference wrapped up this week, the Pew Research Forum released a report that concluded Christians and Muslims are persecuted in more countries than any other religious group. It also puts violators on notice. The world is watching. Open Doors USA's president and CEO David Curry says he's glad the U.S. State Department wants input on the issues of religious freedom because for too long it overlooked religious intolerance on the crises map.
It is a factor in cultures, in how things are viewed, and we can't just look at things through nuclear terms or economic terms, but we have to consider the cultural impacts as well.
There's a clear link between refugee resettlement programs and responses to religious freedom violations.
I think you could see Boko Haram, which is the jihadist group, and the Fulani, another jihadist group. I think you could certainly see Boko Haram try to take over that entire region, parts of Cameroon, Niger, northern Nigeria.
And the number one thing that persecuted believers are asking for? Prayer. So ask God to strengthen their faith while under pressure, and pray that the gospel would spread even farther and that God would raise up even more leaders to be as bold witnesses. Next, over a million people in Mozambique are still surviving on food aid 4 months after Cyclone Idai. The storm flooded a million acres of farmland.
Even though several months have passed now, things are still not quite back to normal, and they won't be for quite some time.
Audio Scripture Ministries' agricultural project in Mozambique, Farming with God, teaches improved farming techniques, and along the way, they introduce people to the gospel. ASM's expanding their agricultural project and even gave their land a name this week, New Harvest Farm. It's a fitting moniker for the setting where physical and spiritual hope are cultivated. ASM's Africa director, Chad Vandenbosch, says
audio Bibles have been a huge need. We have seen incredible opportunities to bring audio Bibles into places where we've never been able to, because people are really searching for something in the midst of this storm or after this storm. And that something is hope.
Soon, ASM's going to ship a container to Mozambique with more audio Bibles, agricultural tools, and medical supplies. But they need your help.
We would love to have more people partner with us in prayer and donating used agricultural equipment and medical supplies. And there's just lots of opportunities to be involved in a hands-on way in this project.
And we'll end today with Wycliffe Bible Translators' Summer Bible Translation Campaign as they work to translate 6 new languages. This year, Wycliffe USA is working in 3 different areas of the world to get the Bible translated and printed with the help of local believers. Pixie Christensen says,
for translation, we have 3 languages in Indonesia, South Sudan, and 1 in Central Asia. For training, we have work in Papua New Guinea and Southeast Asia. And then for the printing section, we're actually printing an entire New Testament with Genesis, Exodus, Ruth, and Jonah in South Sudan.
Wycliffe USA picked languages this year that have limited access to God's word or never have heard God's word.
The believers need God's word. They don't often have access to the word of God in their own language. So it's having that opportunity to provide God's word, which is sort of foundational to everything going on in the Christian world. It's foundational to discipleship and to church planting. And that's the whole reason why we're doing what we do, is that God's word is open and accessible to all of these people now, and they do understand it because it comes in a language and format that they can access.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for the things I talked about today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. Just hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. We've got the instructions saved at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.